And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a last-ditch effort by Republicans to reverse Joe Biden's victory in Pennsylvania.
Without comment, the nation's highest court refused to negate the vote certification process in Pennsylvania. Republican Congressman Mike Kelly and others asked the justices to intervene after the state Supreme Court turned away their case. The Republicans argue Pennsylvania's vote-by-mail law is unconstitutional because it wasn't passed as a constitutional amendment. The governor's already certified Biden win in Pennsylvania. The state's 20 electors are set to meet December 14th to cast their votes for Biden. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The latest legal effort to reverse President Trump's election loss is being led by the state of Texas.
Texas is suing the states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin over changes to their election procedures. And the lawsuit was filed at the Supreme Court. Hoping to help President Trump, Texas is seeking to block the Electoral College votes in the four states, a total of 62 votes, from being counted. It's also asking the Supreme Court to delay next week's deadline for Electoral College votes to be cast.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Georgia should start distributing thousands of doses of coronavirus vaccine by the end of next week, though most people will have to wait several months before they can get a shot, according to Governor Brian Kemp. He's asking residents to bear down on virus prevention measures so that further restrictions will not be necessary.
We're obviously seeing more community spread now. I would urge my fellow Georgians, if there's an activity that you don't have to do that involves being around a lot of people, don't do that. Continue to follow the guidance.
The first doses are expected within the next 10 days. On Wall Street, the Dow by 104 points, the NASDAQ rose 62, the S&P advanced 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702 702- 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Joining us, as she does every Tuesday, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Disappointing news for the Trump campaign and the Stop the Steal movement in Pennsylvania. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled against the Trump campaign. Let's get reaction. Megan, what do you make of this? And first of all, was it surprising?
Well, I just read a tweet from Jenna Ellis to get kind of the latest update. And I guess they denied the emergency injunctive relief, but did not deny the certification. And really, Mike Kelly's lawsuit, and Mike Kelly is a representative out of Pennsylvania, had filed an emergency injunction. But on top of that, he also denied the ability to certify an election that is rampant with fraud. So it looks like that part of his lawsuit is going forward, as well as the Texas lawsuit. And Louisiana joined the Texas lawsuit today, I believe, if the news is correct that I'm reading here. So we might have multiple states piling on to that Texas lawsuit. And I talked to you before about this. It's more of a constitutional issue rather than show me the proof of voter fraud. And the constitutional issue is that legislatures make the law when it in regards to election law. Unelected election boards, consent decrees brought by Mark Elias as well as Eric Holder, consent decrees do not withstand the Constitution. The constitutional law is, as Texas states, supreme when making election laws at the state level.
So does this mean, and I just saw this today, that Ted Cruz is set to argue for Pennsylvania in that lawsuit before the U.S. Supreme Court? Is Ted Cruz going to get to argue?
Yeah, so not the Pennsylvania lawsuit, but the Texas lawsuit.
Okay.
Now, whether or not he'll be arguing on behalf of Louisiana, I don't believe so, but we will see. Again, this comes down to the constitutionality of how laws are made. They are not made through consent decree. They are not made by unelected election boards. The Constitution is not suspended in the time of war or in the time of pandemic. And what these states did under pressure from lawsuits, 300 lawsuits filed by Mark Elias and Eric Holder since March, was you had unelected officials, Democrat officials, simply changing election laws to suit their party, which is the Democrat Party. You cannot suspend the Constitution in the face of a pandemic, and that's exactly what the Democrats did. They changed the entire electoral process, made it a mail-in voting process. We know here in Nevada, for example, 40,000 ballots were sent to unsolicited voters who no longer live here. We've got that in Georgia. We've got that in Nevada. And this whole entire election has been documented via data, via video, via audio of widespread election fraud, no matter what the Democrats say.
But again, we're not arguing
fraud anymore. We're arguing the Constitution, which is not a bad idea, by the way.
No, and I said that there was always going to be two parts to this, because one reason that voter fraud is it's just very hard to prove, because by the time you certify an election, you still have affidavits that are presented, you still have witnesses coming forward, and there's a lot of, you know, proof that you have to show. However, the second part of this, outside of the evidence related to what's interesting, Kevin, too, is the Democrats are claiming, well, there's a little fraud, but it's not widespread. Before, there was no fraud. Voter fraud was a myth. Now they've changed their tune, saying, oh, well, widespread voter fraud is a myth. Not just voter fraud, but widespread. And so the Constitution really is the argument in front of the Supreme Court, and we will have to see how that plays out.
What is going on here in Nevada, where we talked with Mark Hutchison yesterday about the District 30 case in Clark County? But I'm curious where we are with the president's deal and the fact that we're gonna take it all the way to the state Supreme Court.
Yes, we are. That's the latest news that I have, that this is going to be heard by the Supreme Court. And we really have to question all the elections, at least since 2018. I've been reporting on fraud for 5 years now, going back to 2016, about 4 years, whereby we found numerous anomalies, numerous examples of voter fraud, people voting twice, 114-year-old going to the polls and voting, dead voters, etc. This has plagued Nevada elections for a very long time, and unfortunately, because of the Democrats' maneuvers, we have to now have an election decided by the court instead of by the people.
Now, let me just ask you, we know how the one state is going to kind of go away from the fraud charge and go more towards the Constitution. Is this something we're going to see in other states?
Yeah, I think the Texas lawsuit really is kind of a game changer in exactly what needs to be done as far as attack the constitutionality of all of these quote-unquote mandates or laws that were passed by an unelected bureau, which is mostly election bureaus. For example, Joe Gloria. Joe Gloria did not have the power to simply change how signatures are matched. He did not have the authority to change laws or use a machine that was not calibrated according to its specifications. He simply did that, obviously, in order to benefit the Democrats, because when you don't have signature match, then you really don't have anything. For example, if I walked up to a Bank of America with my Bank of America ATM card and I stuck my card into the ATM, in a Democrat's world, they wouldn't ask me for a PIN. You know, the PIN is the identifier. If I were to cash a check and I have to endorse the back of the check, they make sure that my signature matches the back of the check before I cash the check. Well, in a Democrat's world, signatures don't matter. It's just a mark, whatever mark you want to make. You can make an X, you can make an O, you can make whatever. And that type of attack on the verification process in our elections is designed by the Democrats in order to dilute the vote, meaning that when you and I vote, and there's two people that should not be voting, then our votes are canceled. If you and I go to the ATM and we don't use a PIN and we take out money, or we have somebody that has a Bank of America card and they just take out money, well, then there's no verification step in the Democrats' world. So the Democrats have stripped the absentee ballot process of verification. They've basically negated any sort of verification when it comes to ballot signatures. And this is the type of chicanery that we see in a banana republic, not an American republic.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. How do we fix this going forward? Is this going to be a legislative fix? Is this going to be something that we're going to have to do by state initiative, by a vote of the people?
Well, honestly, quite frankly, the vote of the people doesn't really matter in Nevada, does it? Because the vote of the people has been completely diluted. It's been completely diluted by this lack of verification when it comes to ballots. Anybody and their brother, including dead people, can get ballots in Nevada. Anybody can get ballots in Nevada that don't live here. at anybody in Nevada that can get a ballot that shouldn't get a ballot. We have proof that underage people were voting. Another trick that the Democrats used was, oh, if you're 17, you can register as long as you're 18 by election day. They've completely polluted the entire process to ensure fair, transparent, and open elections. And with all of these maneuvers that they've made, which have stripped the verification process of ballots, I will contend that all of the initiatives that were passed in this last election are bogus. We should not make three changes to our Constitution. We should not have a Green New Deal for Nevada, because the amount of illegal votes cast in this state would negate any sort of fair election. Donald Trump won this state. The amendments did not pass based on the votes tallied and the illegal votes tallied.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. So you're of a mind that even if we put this to a vote of the people, we probably wouldn't win that either.
Well, how can we win when the election is completely corrupt? The whole entire election system, and I've been saying this for 4 years, is entirely corrupted. I have absolutely no faith in our election system, whether it's statewide or whether it's national, because we've seen now what the Democrats have done. Someone please explain to me how 300,000 ballots show up in the middle of the night in Michigan, and statistics prove that it's not possible that Joe Biden got all 300,000 votes. You know, please explain to me how 130,000 ballots show up in Wisconsin and not one vote in the middle of the night, not one vote goes to Donald Trump. There are so many statistical anomalies in this election that the whole entire election is in question.
Are you convinced, and then I promise we'll move on, are you convinced, though, that all the people that have said, well, show me the evidence, there's no evidence of why, even the Attorney General says there's no widespread evidence of fraud. Are you convinced that we've got the smoking gun, that we've got the evidence, and just that we can't get it into a court of law?
Well, what's interesting is that we've got plenty of evidence. We had hundreds of affidavits. We had the data that proves that people that voted should not be voting in Nevada. And basically the opinion of the judge was, well, it's not widespread. Well, tell me what the definition of widespread. How much fraud is enough? Is a little enough, or does it have to be a certain percentage? How much fraud do we have to show in order to prove that there is election fraud? And that is one of the Democrats' games that they play. Well, there might be election fraud, but it's not widespread enough to overturn the election. Well, how do you know? It's like fruit of the poison tree, right? You can't plant evidence in order to charge a suspect, because if you plant evidence, then the whole entire charge against that defendant is dismissed. Well, they've planted so much fraud in this election process that the whole entire election should be dismissed, and we should redo it. But of course, the Attorney General, who has larceny charges filed against him, I mean, he is a thief by design or by choice, is now saying that there's no widespread fraud. The Attorney General is a fraud.
Let me ask you, just in a final minute before we go to break, who's the puppeteer? Who is the Democrat that is sending out these marching orders to steal this election and that election? Is there anybody out there that stands out as maybe a potential puppeteer?
Well, I don't know if there's one person in general, but I mean, Mark Elias brought 300 suits against states since March. They used the guise of a pandemic in order to change election laws. You cannot do that. You know, some states, of course, would bend to the will of any Democrat because they're Democrat states. If there's a villain, it would be Mark Elias. But the whole entire Democrat Party I refer to as the DNC is the Democrat Network of Criminals. They've been committing fraud, admittedly, on tape for decades. Let's not forget James O'Keefe, who exposed the fact that they were busing in people to vote. They've been doing it for decades. They've used dead people in Chicago for decades. They're using dead people in Nevada. The Democrats can't win on their policies alone, so they have to resort to cheating, lying, and stealing in order to win elections. And this is what we've witnessed on a nationwide scale as well as a statewide scale. Donald Trump did not lose this election in Nevada. But unfortunately, like I said, it's going to go up to the Nevada Supreme Court as well as the United States Supreme Court in order to determine, I guess, how much fraud is enough fraud in order to determine that the election was fraudulent.
Wow. Wow. Again, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. I want to switch gears because Thursday, the FDA is supposedly going to rule that they've got the virus and it's suitable and it's got the efficacy that can make a difference in the pandemic. First of all, 164,000 doses are coming to Nevada, and I'm just curious, you going to take the vaccine?
No, I will not.
And you just any reasons?
I was raised by a medical doctor, a surgeon with 18 patents to his name, and he told me a long time ago never to get the flu shot, and I've never gotten a flu shot. I'm certainly not going to get this flu shot, especially when they cannot say whether or not this vaccine would guarantee or not guarantee infertility in females. I don't understand why I need to take a vaccine when I'm of the age group where I have a 99.6% chance of survival. I'll take my chances. I already had the virus. I recovered, like 99.6% of the people do. I, according to the CDC and everyone else, that I have antibodies and I'm immune. So I'm not going to take some vaccine that is being pushed by the government. Never have, never will.
I want to ask you, do you have confidence in the state government that gave you Dieter and that gave you the back and forth on the pandemic, shutdown, killed small businesses? Are you confident in their ability to do this distribution thing right?
Under the Trump presidency, I believe that this vaccine will be rolled out in accordance with how they're going to roll it out. Certain states will get more vaccine doses than other states, depending on the population. It's good to hear that 164,000 vaccines or doses are coming to Nevada, because without a vaccine, we would never open up. Steve Sisolak is not looking at the science. He's looking at the political science. He's not looking at biological science. You know, why is it that I can go into a big box store with hundreds of people, but I can't go into a boutique with tens of people? It makes absolutely no sense. It also doesn't make any sense as to why schools are shut down. The only strong-arming that's going on with keeping the schools shut down are the teachers' unions, and the teachers' unions have never put children first. They've put their own power first.
Well, we will know on Thursday what's going to happen. Megan, always good. You stay safe, my friend, and we will talk again next week.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Some doctors have no problem speaking out against shutdowns. Dr. Kelly Victory joins me. She's been quite controversial. Can't wait to hear what she's got to say.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning. Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Gloria Borger. You know who Gloria Borger is? Gloria Borger is a talking head on CNN. And she was, shall we say, critical of top GOP leaders who have not yet conceded. And, of course, the president hasn't conceded. He wants to make sure that every legal vote is counted in the presidential election. But I want you to listen to Gloria Borger criticizing top GOP leaders like Kevin McCarthy and others on CNN this afternoon. And listen to the rationale that she uses. Here it is.
Republicans say, Roy Blunt said, that's not our job. That's not what we're here for. We're here to plan inauguration. It's not our job to ascertain who's going to be the next president. But it's kind of ridiculous that Mitch McConnell, Roy Blunt, etc., won't say that. And that is because, as we all know, they're worried about January 5th. They're worried about who's going to win in that Georgia runoff, because that means control of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to anger Donald Trump because he has 74 million supporters out there. Mm-hmm. And they need him to be on their side so they can win Georgia. That's what this is about.
Well, simply put, you know, in years past, we've had Demo-rats who consistently asked that every vote be counted. They leave out the part about legal, mainly because they know that some of their people that are voting are not legal. But that by and large, they always demand that every vote be counted. And now all of a sudden, when Donald J. Trump